Welcome to Bourbon, Beards, and Belvederes. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Jerry.
Today, we got some more whiskey to drink, more cigars to smoke, and some more beer products to tell you about. I am back. I'm feeling a lot better. I appreciate you guys holding down the fort last week. Good episode. It didn't take me nearly as long to edit that thing, so I appreciate y'all keeping that short and sweet. It is St. Patrick's Day, guys. It's fucking St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Cheers, guys. Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day.
So in the spirit of that, I think we're all starting out with a Irish whiskey for our palate warmers. Start at the top left there. Paul, what you got?
I am starting out with Keeper's Heart. It's Irish whiskey blended with an American rye out of Shaughnessy Distilling Company in Minnesota. Pretty good. We've had this, I think, as a starter pour on a couple episodes back, and figured I'd break it out again for St. Patrick's Day.
Jerry, how about
I'm
you?
Right there with you. Right there with Paul. I got the same thing. The Keeper's Heart. And it's delicious.
Yeah,
I think this is the first time I've had this one. I had the Black Label last year, which I believe is the Irish bourbon mix. And that one's pretty tasty as well.
So what you've got there in your glass, is that the sample that Paul sent out to us?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that we had on a few episodes ago. That was some damn good stuff. I enjoyed it very much. It reminded me, it was the first time I'd had Irish whiskey in a while, so it reminded me the difference between Irish and Scotch and why I like Irish whiskey so much more than Scotch whiskey. I'm starting with the Fighting 69th Regiment Irish whiskey. This is imported by Indigo Wine and Spirits in Jupiter, Florida. It's distilled, aged, and bottled in Ireland. It's got a pretty awesome little story here on the back. It says, the storied Irish Brigade Regiment, one of the oldest and most honored military regiments or military units in the history of the United States, has fought in major engagements from the Civil War to modern day. And then it's got a list of all the battles. So Bull Run, Antietam, Fredericksburg, Chancellorsville, Gettysburg, Appomattox, Champaign, Aisne-Marne, Okinawa, Desert Storm, Iraqi Freedom, and Afghanistan. And it says, this unique mash bill combines the finest malted barley fermented and distilled with pure Irish water, resulting in a fine Irish whiskey. And it's 80 proof. Easy sipper, pretty good stuff. I'll have to get you guys samples of it. It's $20 for this 375.
Yeah. One of my locals had a store pick of it last year.
Oh yeah.
And for the store pick, I want to say it was like $45, something like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. No, it's not bad. I'm enjoying it very much, especially with this cigar, which we'll get to in a little bit. Yeah. So you guys ready to get into this whiskey of the week yet?
Yeah. Let's do it.
So Paul sent this out to us, and I've been itching to try it. Paul, tell us about it.
So this is the whiskey brand started by Glenn Howerton, Rob McElhenney, and Charlie Day, the guys from, widely known from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. This brand is called Four Walls, and it's 80 proof. It is an Irish whiskey out of source from Great Northern Distillery in Ireland, and then blend it with an American rye that's sourced from Cedar Ridge Distillery in Iowa. They say the name Four Walls is a tribute to the four walls that, box in good times and keep troubles out the bar. It's pretty good. I've had it. I was skeptical, celebrity, whiskey and all that. Sent the guys samples, so we'll get into it here in a second. But yeah, I cracked into it when I was sending out the samples, and I was pleasantly surprised. This, for what it is, Irish is not my go-to style, but this is on the short list of celebrity whiskeys that are actually, good. So
yeah,
just see what you guys think.
Yeah, Paul sent out one of those nice Liquid Ministry bottles filled up to the top. So there's probably like 2 1/4, maybe a little bit of more ounces in it. So I poured, about an ounce of it last night to get into it and try it, and I was pleasantly surprised by it.
I very much dig it. It's got a It's got a, I mean, the nose is right. That's, I mean, that's definitely barley. It's got a little bit of spice on the nose, and then it's got a nice sweetness on the palate.
Now that nose is exactly what you would think from a mix between Irish and old rye whiskey. You got a little bit of that, like, apple-y, like, honey, melon, like apple melon that you I typically get from Irish. And then that florally citrus from that rye just comes through. Yeah, definitely. I really like the nose.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, I wrote down when I was tasting before, I get like more pear and apple, which are all right there in the same category. And then I get like a beer, which I always tend to get just like a Pilsner, you know, nose off of Irish's. And that's that, you know, that barley, I think, coming through. But then, yeah, on the palate, I mean, it's sweet. It is super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like a honey sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great mouthfeel. The finish is, it kind of finishes with a little bit of like peppery notes, maybe a little bit of clove. And I think that's where that rye is coming through on the finish more for me. A little bit on the nose, a little bit on the finish, not so much on the palate. But yeah, I think this is fantastic. It's 80 proof and $36.99.
Yeah, that price is awesome.
Yeah, you can get it, and it's on the shelves in the Mid-Atlantic states, Florida, and California. But on their website, you can get it in like 45 states or something like that. You can order it from their website for $36.99. So,
okay. All right.
Definitely. Everybody should check this one out. This is a cool bottle. They got a lot of cool marketing videos of the three guys, you know, comedically selling this brand. It's pretty cool to check it out on their website.
Little YouTube shorts are funny. I was watching those last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely get that honey that you were talking about, but where it comes in for me, it comes in with the grain. So it's like for me, it's like a rye bread with honey on it. So they kind of hit each other right up against each other, but it's damn good.
Yeah, I'm getting that pear, apple, melon, whatever, light, sweet fruit up front with that honey, a little bit of that like malty grain, and then it's a little bit, I wouldn't say minty, but a little bit of like a minty cinnamon, and then that finish is that pepper that Paul was talking about. Yeah, I dig this one, especially for, I just looked it up on ABC down here in Florida, $29.99, so $30 down here in Florida. Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah, no, that's a steal. I can't remember what I paid for this because I bought it a few weeks ago. I don't think it was $36.99. I think it was more right around the $30 range too. So maybe that's just their website price. But yeah, even for $37 plus shipping, this is still a great bottle. And they have, I've heard that they're going to be putting out a couple of different labels under their brand too. They're going to be, I know they started off with like some anniversary bottles or like real expensive, like one-offs and stuff for their anniversaries of the show and stuff. And because the brand's been around, I want to say, for like 3 or 4 years, but this is their first widespread offering. And, you know, they're sourcing good stuff, and whoever's blending it for them is doing a damn good job. So, I mean, look for more to come.
Yeah, I saw one. I think it was a 2022 release. It was same concept, Irish mixed with a rye, but it was, Wiggle or Weigel out of Pennsylvania?
Yep.
That one was a little bit pricier. I think that one was like the $80 range, $70, $80 range. But yeah, they got a couple of releases out there. They got a, like you said, that 10-year anniversary one, which I think is pushing 100 or something like that.
Yeah, there was a couple bottles when I just did a quick search. A couple of them were pushing 1,000. I don't know if that's just, you know, secondary shit or if they
have. I think that's the secondary, but.
Yeah, but
who knows?
But yeah, no, I mean, I really like this. This is damn good. And this is, in my mind, if somebody out there that thinks that they don't like Irish whiskey and are just a American whiskey drinker, this is a gateway, I think, because it gives you enough of that, you know, traditional notes that you get off of, you know, traditional Irish whiskey, but it softens it a little bit. It's sweeter, like a bourbon, even though there's no bourbon, but it's got that sweetness more so in it. So, yeah, I mean, for the price, definitely check this one out.
Yeah, we're going to be tagging the shit out of Rob, Charlie, and Glenn, as well as the brand itself. You know, if that tagging happens to get those guys to listen to this show and y'all want to come on and talk about it, just let us know. We'd love to have you on. So I don't know how y'all feel about it, but I got to say it's going really well with the cigar, and the cigar is kind of peppery anyway, at least for me to start. And so those rye notes are really kind of helping out that peppery note on that cigar. It's a pretty decent cigar, though. How you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I agree. Decent cigar. I mean, it's constructed well. I mean, it's huge, veiny leaf wrapper. Cigar is oily to the touch for me. It's got a great draw, great burn line. I'm just getting, I think it's basic. I don't know how much these go for, but I want to say I think only a couple bucks. This is a great everyday smoker. You don't get too many crazy notes on it. At least I don't. It's kind of like I'm getting a little bit of nuttiness and a little bit of peppery off the first third. And it's pairing well because it's a milder cigar. It's pairing well with these Irish whiskeys that we've had so far for me.
Yeah, I had a issue. I think it was on my end. I think this cigar got crushed in the humidor when I was kind of rearranging some stuff. So some of the wrapper up by the cap came off. The band held everything else in place. Still smoking great, though. Nice, even burn line. Yeah, some I get a little bit of that nuttiness. And then, yeah, that peppery. But it's not like a crazy pepper spice. It's just a little bit there. Yeah, this is one that you could pull out of your humidor, smoke half of it, and not have to worry about putting half of it out. Because on JR right now, you could get a specialty box of 60 for $65.97. So you're looking at a dollar and change for this cigar.
Yeah, well worth a dollar and change. I might have to get me that's a humidor filler 60 back. But
and it comes in a sweet little ammo can.
Yeah, I don't think we've said what it is, though.
It's no,
La Finca. Yeah, we didn't.
La Finca. It does come in a ammo box. And yeah, like Jerry said, $65.97 on JR Cigars. It's a Ecuador Habano wrapper, a Nicaraguan binder, Nicaragua filler. And it does originate in Nicaragua. It's got a medium to full strength in the description. I'm going to lean more towards the medium side of that, personally. Yeah. But yeah, it's a sweet ass. Like, I mean, it's a legit ammo can. It's made of metal. I don't know if these are ammo cans that were held over from some revolution somewhere that they decided to repurpose or if they're making them specifically for this, but it's a badass box. So definitely worth checking out. Definitely worth grabbing. I'm enjoying the fuck out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. For the price, I mean, these are killer. Yeah, this is one where I'd want to have, you know, a bundle on hand. This is a great, like, you know, don't mind if I only get through half of it and I got to go do something else. Yeah. And, you know, you're not, what are you wasting? 75 cents, you know,
right.
You're not putting out a $14 cigar halfway. Kind of, it's hard to do sometimes. But with these, I wouldn't feel bad putting this out right now if something came up, you know.
Right.
But like that being said, nice to have about 60 of them on hand. So I might check out that deal on JR Cigars.
All right, guys. Well, let's talk about these beard products because I've been wanting to bring this company up for a while.
Yeah.
I got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 samples from them. They're 1 ounce bottles. Or no, they're, I'm sorry. They're not. They're little, I don't even know how many milliliters they are, but
five milliliter.
Are they? Okay. Don't remember how much they cost. They weren't very much each. But these oils are the shit, in my personal opinion. Now, they smell fantastic. They are not oily. They're not overpowering with the scent, but the scent hangs around for a while. And, you know, you can generally, I mean, you can pretty much guess if we're putting it on this show that it's worth your time because, I mean, we just gotten lucky and happened to have found a bunch of products with the exception of one that are great. And this one is no exception to that. But what I really like about it are the scents and the names of the scents, the style of the bottle, all that, you know, mostly the marketing stuff, but the scent is great. And it really does a good job on making your beard soft and not clogging up your pores and shit. How do you guys feel about it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan. We were going to have this products on the show last week, I believe, but going through my big bin of beard care products, I never ordered this one. The guys told me that we wanted to have this brand on the show be tested out. So I had to rush a quick order. So I just grabbed two samples. They're $5 a piece.
I was thinking.
And the oils, I was looking on their website. They're on the pricier side. They're $19.50 for 1 ounce oil. Balms and butters are 2 ounce for $19.50. And samples are $5 a piece. But they also have a full line of beard care products and beard care tools. They have a rewards program. So if you become a repeat buyer, make sure to sign up for that. Anything over $75 is free shipping. I got 2 scents, sweet and bilberry were the two that I picked. Sweet is lemon, lime, grapefruit, lemongrass, bergamot, sweet orange, and bilberry is blueberries, Italian leather, cedarwood, and the light musk. I got to say that, piggyback right on what Adam said, the scents are fantastic. Both of these are kind of not normal scents with the, you know, citrus and blueberry and stuff that I would normally go to. And that's kind of why I picked them to see. And they're subtle, but they're there. You can pick out many of the, you know, the scents that they put in the description. The bilberry I'm already done with. I've been using these for like 3 days and I killed the sample. It's fantastic. It smells like blueberries and it's cool. I mean, it's really got like a nice undertone of blueberries, but there's like a little bit of wood, a little bit of musk too. The oils themselves are, they feel great. They're like a mid thickness, not too runny, not too thick. They go on great. Don't come off on your hands, but your beard is soft. Their base oil ingredients from their website are all natural ingredients. They've got a laundry list of, you know, oils and, you know, vitamins and things like that in their base ingredients, but nothing that you don't want to see in their any of their base oil blends. I think they're definitely well worth the couple extra dollars over, you know, I'd say average is like $15 for 1 ounce of oil amongst most companies. They're $19.50, but they're definitely well worth the extra couple bucks in my mind. And I'm definitely going to purchase some more samples just to try out some other scents because I've been very pleased with these two that I got.
Yeah. Have we mentioned the name yet?
No.
Not yet. I was waiting until after your review.
It's the theme of the episode.
So, all right. Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure so I didn't screw this up like I started to with the cigar. But anyway, yeah, I picked up 4 cents. I got to pick up some more because there's a couple more that I want to try out. But I will definitely be purchasing some oil and some butter. I as well picked up the bilberry, which is fantastic. I got one more use, which I'll probably use tonight. I went with the rustic, which is a sandalwood, sweet spice, bergamot, ginger, Kentucky rum, sweet birch, sweet tobacco, and wood smoke, which is nice. It has like that rustic, woody, like campfire kind of scent. Real nice. I'm a big fan of that one. The original, which is a powdery talc, bay rum, sandalwood, and dry accords. This one might have been a little bit too on the powdery talc side. Kind of smelled like you were walking out of a barbershop after they powdered your face all up. Still a good scent, though. And then the other one that I was a big fan of was the Poseidon. Middle notes of sea salt fragrance brings both texture and a sense of freshness. Base note of sage woody with earthy aroma, aromatic tones that brings natural depth, topping this all off with a hint of vanilla and oud agar wood. This is straight from the website. This is not my review. That's his. I didn't look into it. I don't think it does, but it has like, it says that sea salt fragrance. It almost gave my beard that feeling of like a sea salt spray. I don't know if you guys ever use that or anything like that, but it had like that, I don't want to call it like dryness, but like that sea salt, like you're out in the water sort of deal. Overall, really big fan of these guys. Beard was nice and soft, had that nice velvety, buttery texture to it from just the oil with that no butter or balm to it. Like Adam said, the scents weren't overpowering, but they stuck around all day. They're one of those that you could put them in at 6 a.m. and at 6 o'clock at night when you're going to dinner, it's still, you could still smell, but they're not like crazy overpowering. You're not going to fill the room. The base ingredients are fantastic little oils and whatnot they got in there. But yeah, I'll definitely be grabbing some more samples because I want to try out a couple more of those scents that they got out there.
Yeah, so I went with Luxurious. I'm going to spare anybody the scent profiles. You can look it up on their website. But I got Luxurious, Holy, Chakra, 1886, Original, Legendary, Vetiver, Bilberry, Dark, 1912, and Rustic. And I don't remember.
Did you get them all?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. That almost all of them, yeah. There were a couple that I didn't. I do recall that the 1912, the 1886, the Bilberry, and the Dark were my favorites, but I can't tell you which of those four. They're all great, and these are great products. So these products come from Luxurious Bastard beard products. Luxurious Bastard, yeah, Luxurious Bastard Company. Great products. I'm very interested in their other stuff too. Their balms and all this other stuff. You can go to their website at luxuriousbastardco.com, and they've got one specific link on their menu dedicated to scent profiles. So it's not like you have to go dig them out. They're right there in your face. So, and then they've got the current profiles, and then they've got past profiles. So I'm guessing this is stuff that they don't produce anymore, but they got the scent profiles for them, whatever. Great products. You know, support these guys, keep them in business, because the longer we have good beard product companies in business, the more longevity we have for our beards and our faces.
Yeah, one more quick thing before we forget the ingredients list. It's a long one, and if you have a nut allergy, these probably aren't for you. But you got sweet almond oil, avocado oil, rice bran oil, hazelnut oil, hemp seed oil, apricot oil, castor oil, new, I don't know how new, but it says new, sunflower seed oil, cold pressed grape seed oil, jojoba oil, argan oil, vitamin E, and then their essential oil blend. So it's a long list of fantastic oils all in one.
Yeah. Great products. So you guys ready to move on to This Pours on Me? Because it's looking at me and I want it.
Yes, let's do that.
I got into this when it first showed up. I don't know if Paul's gotten into it or not, but...
Nope. Waiting for it.
Holy shit. Jerry, tell us about
it. So this comes in a nice little, what some would call a tater tube, but it's not taterific like some would think. This is a Blue Spot. It's their seven-year-old single pot still Irish whiskey. It's a cask strength. This one's coming in at 117.8 proof. And it's matured for at least 7 years in bourbon barrel, sherry butts, and Madeira casks. Yeah. Where did the notes go? There.
I don't know. I try and find price of them, of this bottle, the other day. And I sent a screenshot to the guys.
And My Total Wine had a bottle for, what was that, like $299, $300? I had found a receipt at the bottom of the tube. I don't know why it's in there. $130 out the door for this, which I would pay that again. Way over the $300 a bottle that Total Wine wanted to sell it for. But since it's a single pot still, we're looking at a mixed mash of malted and unmalted barley. Don't know the percentages, but it is fantastic.
Yeah, I just looked it up. My Total Wine has it for $339.99.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, it's I haven't got into it yet other than the nose, but yeah, I'm paying $339 for hardly any bottle.
No,
but on the nose, I mean, it just jumps out. Apples, a little bit of like citrus zest. I'm getting like a ginger, but not, it's almost like a ginger ale like scent, or a ginger beer. Like I'm getting a little bit of a hint of like ginger, but it's not like, you know, sharp. But great nose. I mean, it's yeah, it's a fantastic nose.
Yeah, I get some vanilla on the nose as well. Not a ton. And a little bit of breadiness, but the flavor is what I like, because it's fucking delicious. And it's 319 here, by the way.
Yeah. Follow this. Nope.
Agreed.
Nope. No, for me, so it's weird. I get like these tropical fruits, like kiwi. Like the citrus that I get is like a lime, or like a lime zest, almost like a key lime pie sort of deal. But then I get like some like cinnamon apples in there. It's a weird nose. It all somehow goes together. Yeah, it's like key lime pie and applesauce or cinnamon applesauce or something like that. It's weird, but it smells fantastic.
Yeah, and on the palate, I went right there to the tropical fruits. It's like kiwi, pineapple, like lime. I mean, it's fantastic. That's where it starts, but then it kind of transitions over to, there's a breadiness in there, like a little bit of clove. I get like a little bit of raisin as it kind of rounds out. And then the finish is, the tannic part comes in. Like it's leathery, it's a little bit of black pepper, maybe a little spiciness. And then I'm getting like a berry, more of like a red berry on the finish. And it's a long finish. I mean, it's still going. This is pretty damn good.
I get plums on the palate, like a lot of it. I don't really get so much of the breadiness that I get from the nose on my palate. And that vanilla doesn't really, well, it does. Yeah, it does. It kind of carries across a little bit, but I get some of the oak. It's just a really good whiskey. I like it a lot. I wish it wasn't so goddamn expensive, but I honestly can't say that it's worth $300 for that bottle. I'm not going to, you know, put myself out there in this recording and advise that people run out and buy it at $300, but I would advise them to try it at a bar or something like that. Or, you know, if somebody gifts it to you, drink the fuck out of it. Don't set it on the shelf and think to yourself you shouldn't. It's good whiskey, though. It's good whiskey for sure.
Yeah. Total Wine must be, I don't know if it's them putting that out there because of this St. Patty's Day or whatever. You go to Spot Whiskey, MiddletonDistilleryCollection.com, which is where the Spot Whiskey sends you when you hit buy now. Unfortunately, they don't ship over here, I don't think. It's 100 euros, which comes out to $108.87 US dollar. So the Blue Spot website and Middleton Distillery website have it for $108, $110. So I don't know if Total Wine's just being an asshole and trying to get $300 out of it.
No, Total Wine.
Or if the retail's actually going up.
Huh? What?
I said, did no, I say that?
Really?
But yeah, this is, I was out doing some errands last year at some time and just randomly stopped at a liquor store at an ABC around here. And I was like, let me just see what's around. I don't typically go in this ABC, and it's a nicer, newer ABC. And I walked in and there's that sitting on the shelf right next to the blue and red spot, or green and red spot. I was like, all right, I've seen red or yellow spot, not red spot. I was like, I've seen yellow spot before. I have never seen a blue spot. So I grabbed it and went straight to the counter. Yeah. I am not mad at paying $130 for this one.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And for anybody out there that doesn't know, the Spot whiskey is all distillate from Middleton, as Jerry just said, which is Jameson. That's where all Jameson is made. And Blue Spot is a 7-year-old, Green Spot's a 10-year-old, Yellow Spot's a 12-year-old, and Red Spot's a 15. They have a bunch of different offshoots from that line. But that's,
you guys hear about the new gold that they just released or going to release? The 13-year gold?
Yep, 13-year, yeah. That's one. That one's going to be over that $300 mark.
Well, I think the 9-year gold was over this $130 price.
Yeah,
or close to it.
I very much enjoy it. It's good stuff. So, what was the proof on?
I just 158.9%, so 117.8.
Yeah, it does not drink like it doesn't drink above 100 for me. But it is,
and on the back,
damn tasty.
On the back of the bottle, it says Batch 3, Blue Spot Batch 3, or Batch Number 3. Okay. Had this for over a year, and I've just now seen that.
Yep, no, that's a good one.
Yeah, not a typical Irish whiskey nose or palate.
No, I don't get that beer note that I always get from Irish. This one's more fruity, definitely fruit forward.
I like this one.
Yeah, this is a good pour.
All right. Well, I think that concludes another episode of Bourbon Beards and Belvederes, guys. Folks, don't forget to check out all these products that we've had on here. So that's Fighting69thWhiskey.com. That's Fighting69thWhiskey.com. FourWallsWhiskey.com. You can find those La Finca cigars on JRCigars.com. The beard products are from luxuriousbastardco.com. And this whiskey, you can find at spotwhiskey.com. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Bourbon Beards and Belvederes and on TikTok at B-U-R-B-N Beards Belvederes. Thanks, TikTok, for not allowing us to put the full fucking name in there. But you can see all our videos and updates and things there. You check out our website at bourbonbeardsandbelvederes.com. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.